It's rare for mountain lions to attack people. When they do, it's usually women or children who are hurt. So officials in Orange County, California, are expressing shock after a man was killed and a woman attacked by a wildcat. The body of Mark Jeffrey Reynolds was found in Whiting Ranch Wilderness Park yesterday, near the place where rescuers freed the woman literally from a cougar's jaws. Ann Yelly is now hospitalized and in serious condition. Authorities there have killed a 110-pound cat. One of three riders who came to Yelly's aid was Nils Magnusson.
As I was traveling down, I noticed a bike that was propped up on the side of a bush right next to the side of the trail, and I thought it was odd. So I stopped and I was checking it out, and the first thing I thought is somebody went off the side of the trail maybe and crashed and might need some help. So I was yelling down, and nobody responded. I'd say seconds after that, two females, they were riding past me, and they kind of slowed up a little bit, and I explained I had a bike here, and I do not know where the rider is and whatnot, and they kind of shrugged it off and said, oh, we don't know, and they just kept on riding.
So you saw these two women, you had a brief conversation with them.
A brief, very brief conversation as they rode by real slow, and I would say approximately 15 seconds after they passed me, then the other guys rode up. We were standing there, and I heard a noise. And I said, what was that? And one of them says, it sounds like somebody is in agony. So instantly I jumped on my bike and started riding down the trail. And so I yelled out, and a girl responded that her friend is being eaten by a mountain lion. I couldn't actually see the mountain lion at first. All I seen was Debbie holding on to this female's legs. And as I got closer and looked around a bush, then that's where I seen the mountain lion had Ann's head in its jaws.
And her riding companion was actually holding on to her feet at this point.
Holding on to her, preventing the mountain lion. It was a tug of war. Preventing the mountain lion from dragging her friend off deeper into the brush. I didn't know what to do. I was scared.
What did you do?
Debbie was yelling at me, just help me hold her legs. Just help me. What are you doing? Help me hold the legs. I was looking around for something to throw at this mountain lion. I found a rock, chucked it through the bushes. That didn't do anything. Then I looked around, picked up a bike, chucked it down there. It didn't make it far enough. At that time, I had Mike that showed up, another guy that was riding solo. So I pulled out my cell phone and called out to 911. And at that time, I was yelling to Mike, just pick up whatever you can and throw it at the mountain lion. So Mike eventually hit the mountain lion maybe two or three times, and it finally let go of Ann. And that's when they started pulling her up to the trail. And I thought she was, I hate to say it, already dead. Because she was like a rag doll. She was very limp. And when I looked over and looked at her face, it was completely bloody.
And the mountain lion at that point just took off.
Yes, and not very far.
As this was going on, Nils, at what point did you start to think about that bike that you had discovered earlier on the trail, the bike without a rider?
To me, that was the most eerie part of this whole ordeal. Once Ann was pulled to safety, then I kind of shifted to thinking about another poor soul that was riding alone and had nobody and may need help.
Where did they discover this man's body?
About 25 yards from us. So the mountain lion was basically dragging Ann down in the same general area. And I think the only reason that I'm here today is because of the fact I stopped for that bike. Otherwise, I would have been down that trail by myself.
Well, do you plan to ever go back up in those mountains?
Not anytime soon.
You'll be looking for other places to hit the
trails. I will look at other places, and I will ride with a larger group, not by myself.
Well, Nils, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Nils Magnusson of Long Beach, California. He witnessed yesterday's cougar attack on a fellow mountain bike rider.